code 400.
Everybody, each and every show, as you know, we go inside the Beltway to get the scoop on what's coming out of Washington, D.C. Justin Devon from Talk Radio News joins us from the get-go here. Justin, the big news today, the White House says they're not going to release the bin Laden photos. What was their reasoning, and what did they say about it? What did Jay Carney say at the White House briefing?
Well, Jay Carney said that there were a number of reasons. The primary one is that there are no national security, imperatives for releasing the photos. And it could, in fact, harm the U.S. by inciting anger in the Arab world. Also, they're trying to put forward the moral argument. They're trying to say that, our country is better than that, and that we don't necessarily need to trot out Osama bin Laden as a trophy to prove to the world that we in fact, did kill him.
Yeah, that was a quote I saw earlier. Okay, so no photos being released. I'm sure there was reaction. I saw that Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, wasn't happy and thought they should be released. And then I also read something where the senator from Massachusetts actually thought the photo had been released. He was duped, like a lot of people across America, by the fake photos. What do you know about that?
Brown went on the record and said that he did see the photos. And said that they were gruesome. However, it turns out that he saw fake photos. He's not saying who exactly showed it to him, but if you have been on the internet at any point within the past 24 hours, you should know that there are quite a bit of fake photos. It also seems that there are a number of other lawmakers who have been duped. Saxby Chambliss initially said that he had seen the photos, but now he's sort of backing off from that and now saying when I see the photos, which means that he was likely fooled as well. Still, there are other lawmakers who are pushing Obama to release the photos immediately.
Yeah, I think they're going to lose that fight, but the next couple of days we're probably going to hear a bunch of blowback on the White House, on Obama specifically, for not releasing that photo. One last one, the Attorney General Eric Holder said that there's going to be some more additions probably to the no-fly list, the federal no-fly list, and the terror watch list, because apparently the SEALs hit the mother load of information from all the stuff that they dragged out of that compound. What did you hear about that?
Well, the Navy SEALs did take away a treasure trove, as they're describing it, of technological equipment owned by bin Laden, including his laptop, some thumb drives, and some other materials. This right now is being combed over by the intelligence community, and they're quite optimistic about what this can hold. Previously, when we killed Zarqawi and found his laptop, we found quite a bit of information about Al-Qaeda, and considering bin Laden's special place in the community, it certainly is going to be some interesting information.
Yeah, no kidding. Justin Devon, Talk Radio News, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. All right, so the big news, as you heard, we were just talking about not releasing the photo of bin Laden, the surefire evidence he's done. He was shot in the chest and in the head. His eye was blown out. This is descriptive. And part of his brain, according to everything that we've heard now, and according to my own pretty decent source at the Pentagon, who's getting information from his buddies at the CIA. See, they all talk eventually, a little bit. But it's not a secret. I think most of that is out, certainly, at this point. So the question becomes, is this a blunder by not releasing the photo? Did you want to see the photo, gruesome or not? It was pretty gruesome what he did to America. It's pretty gruesome what he did to people in various parts of the world, not just the United States. But let's just take it from the United States point of view and all the people who died almost 10 years ago. There was no concern for the fact that they had to, I mentioned this before, decide, some of them in the upper floors, of the World Trade Center buildings, whether or not they should jump to their death or be burnt alive. And then ultimately people on the ground trying to rescue people were killed. And then, of course, you know, the collapse of the building and everything else that happened in between. So that was pretty gruesome. Is this a mistake not to release the photos? Now, there have been some photos that have been released from the compound, but not the bin Laden photo. That's the money shot. Let's face it. That's the shot everybody wanted to see. What the president is saying is that he saw it, he's dead. He's not walking. He's not on this earth any longer. He did an interview with Steve Croft, who I think he's pretty fond of, for 60 Minutes. And in that interview, because they released little clips of it, he officially said that he's not going to release the photos of Osama bin Laden, saying, that's not what we do. The White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, also, when he was trotted out to do his daily deal with the White House reporters, backed all of that up and said that, yeah, we're not releasing that. But there's some other things that might happen. Take a listen.
It is not in our national security interest to allow those images, as has been in the past, been the case, to become icons to rally opinion against the United States. The president's number one priority is the safety and security of American citizens at home and Americans abroad.
So what I want to know is what you think, America. Like I said right from the top, fair or foul? You know, I've wrestled with this question. Part of me says, you know, do I really need to see the photo? I'm believing this from other people I know that have told me it, not just the stuff that's being released, that's trickling out from the media in Washington or the people that we have on, just from people I know and trust and have been on the money before with me. I think it should be released, though, because I was in New York, you all know that, afterwards, and just what a rough time in trying to piece lives back together. And as I said, there was no concern for the people on the coal. There was no concern for the people in Mumbai, because I'll fast forward it to just a few years ago. And certainly on that horrible day in New York, in Washington, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, there was no concern. So I don't see why not. The description's out there. There are other graphic photos that have been released. I think it should be released. If the people who don't believe aren't going to believe anyway. The people who think it's all nonsense and crap and Obama was on ice or whatever, they're not going to believe it. So it doesn't, from that perspective, it doesn't matter. But I'd say to release it. You might not agree. You know what to do. Light up that number and send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Coming up this hour, coming up next, as a matter of fact, so hold those calls. Coming up next, we're going to check in with the Buddha and lighten the load for a segment here and talk about the NBA playoffs and a few other things in the world of sports. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. The word from Los Angeles is the celebrities are actually starting to melt. They can't believe their Lakers are trailing the Dallas Mavericks after the Mavericks beat them in the first game. Kobe Bryant with that last shot that somehow didn't go in. We are thick into the middle of the NBA playoffs. Who better to talk to than Da Buddha, Steve Budin from PickNation.com, our man who gives us the inside skinny on where you need to go with the do-re-mi. Hey, Steve, how are you?
That is the only time my name and skinny was ever mentioned in the same sentence. So I appreciate that. It's the first time. You know, the odds makers thought that this was easy. It was going to be Chicago Lakers in the finals. And now both of these teams find themselves in flat-out dogfights. Chicago was able to even their series out at 1-1 tonight against Atlanta. But the Lakers, like you said, down one in the third quarter with 7 minutes to go. They're trying just to even their series out. They're in a dogfight. But let me tell you, don't be too concerned. When you got Kobe Bryant on the floor, you know, you have a chance in every game. I don't care where they play.
Yeah, do you think he's the best player in the NBA right now?
No doubt. No doubt about it. Best all-around player when you take everything into consideration. Last-minute heroics, ice in the veins, basketball, IQ, experience. I mean, this kid has been there and done it. And you got to realize, for all those Michael Jordan fans out there, and I'm one of them, you got to realize when Kobe does this, he does it against the zone now. So he's got three or four guys on the team, on the other team, keying on him. Jordan got to do it one-on-one. It was much easier. And if that other guy came halfway over and didn't commit to the double team, they called it an illegal defense. Now there's no such thing as an illegal defense. Now the whole team can concentrate on one guy, and it makes it much harder for Kobe to do in comparison to Michael Jordan. That's obviously only one Michael Jordan, but if there was ever anybody that at least deserved the comparison, it was Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, well said. You mentioned the Chicago series and the Atlanta, the series, the fact that that's tied up and how you initially everybody thought bring it to the bank, the Bulls and the Lakers. What's going on in this? What's going on in this series? Because I haven't paid much attention to it. What's
right,
happening
so
here?
Atlanta is continuing to do what they did against Orlando, which is to play ugly, to be long and athletic, and not really play a finesse game, but make the game as ugly and as against basketball establishment as possible. And they confuse teams by doing it, and it's working like a charm for them. They didn't get the win tonight, but they did steal home court advantage, and they're heading back home to Atlanta. And the one scary thing about Atlanta is they haven't read into the scouting report. They don't know how bad they are. They really are believing in themselves. And let me tell you something, they got a nice mix of veterans and young guys, and they're playing their hearts out. And I wouldn't want to face them.
There you go. How about Miami with their they're two up on Boston?
Right. Well, this is something that we had talked about in the beginning of the playoffs. I told you I made a big bet on Miami to go all the way,
yeah.
Not because I love them, actually because I hate them, and I hate them so much that if I have to watch them beat everybody up, I at least better get some money at the end of it for it. So Miami is one of these teams that's physically and athletically superior to the other teams out there. And, you know, you look at a guy like LeBron James, and sometimes he's their point guard, sometimes he's their power forward, but you don't realize how big and strong and fast this guy is. Dwayne Wade, same type of deal. You know, and they're getting nice support from their bench. Mario Chalmers, James Jones, shooting three balls. Even Mike Bibby looks like, you know, although he can get into a movie for about $5, he's playing like a young guy. I think Miami, this is their series, their conference to lose. I believe they're the ones that will come out of the East. And depending on who they play in the finals, I only think that LA is really set up to give Miami trouble. Even though Miami had their way with them during the regular season, I think LA is set up to give them trouble. I think the other teams, I don't think they can face the marquee of a Miami. LA would win the marquee battle. They're the team. They're the ones. Everywhere else, Miami's kind of like the Goliath. And I think against the Lakers, they can match that level of star power.
Yeah. Oklahoma and Memphis, just because for betting purposes,
right.
where do you go here?
Right. I mean, and where is Zach Randolph? What rock did he crawl out of? I mean, I know there's Knicks fans all over the country going, wasn't this guy on our bench half the year? Wasn't this our star under the Isaiah Thomas times? Who is this guy that they're calling potentially the best power forward in the West? And how the heck did we trade him? And, you know, and it shows you that, you know, sometimes a system and the players that you play with mean everything. It can make a difference in a guy's career. Just ask Scottie Pippen, and I'll tell you that Zach Randolph, I mean, he looks like the real deal. He is determined. He's playing great. And, you know, Memphis, they're going to be 3.5-point favorites over Oklahoma City at home tomorrow, I mean Saturday. Kind of hard to believe, but they've earned it. They've earned their favorite status. So me, myself, just looking at that game, you know, I think Oklahoma City got the wake-up call that they were supposed to get in game one. They came out in game two and took care of business. You know, I think that this is a good spot to take the 3.5 points with Oklahoma City here. It's the only time you're going to get this kind of value against Memphis.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I wanted to ask you about hockey because, of course, my Flyers are getting pummeled by the Bruins. I wish I had money on that game. Boy, it seems like that would be pretty easy pickings, but you'd have to probably – I don't understand hockey betting, really. You'd probably have to lay some pretty decent money to make any money, right?
Well, absolutely, and it's a lot like baseball betting. For instance, in the game tonight, Boston against Philly that you mentioned, you know, Boston was a 140 favorite. So you lay 140 to win 100, and if you bet your Philadelphia, the comeback was 120. But listen, you could also bet a puck line in hockey, and a lot of people don't know this. You just have to ask for it. So there's a puck line. So like on a night like tonight, Boston was 2 goals favorite. Philadelphia was 1.5 plus 1.5 goals. So, I mean, you could have laid two goals with Boston tonight as well if you don't like laying the money. So, listen, half of my customers don't even know that hockey's off of strike. So, I mean, you know, that's great. What I always loved about hockey was that it was, that's actually like two sports in one. It's like hockey and boxing. And the greatest thing is that they play it right on the ice. So if the players get hurt, all they really have to do is lay down. And the swelling goes right down, which is great.
Exactly. You're so funny. How about horses? The Derby. To me, the Derby is crazy because how do you figure out what to do there? There's 20 horses so far, unless there's a scratch when you get closer, that they did the post positions today in the Derby. Is that another one that's tricky to bet on? Because really, again, you have to pony up, pardon the expression, a lot of money to win something back.
Yeah, but the great thing about Derby Day, when you go out, I've been there many times, and I've never worn a seersucker, but if I did, it would be slimming because of the stripes. You know, the great thing about it is that you have a lot of what we call dumb money, a lot of fresh money, green money, guys that don't normally bet are at the track and betting that day. So what happens, forget the marquee race, you have races all day. And all the triple pools and all the perfecta pools are going to be, you know, because remember that that with horse racing, you know, you're betting, it's pool betting. So,
right.
you know, it's going to be determined by how much money is bet into the track.
Sure,
you're competing
sure.
as parimutuel. You're competing against the other bettors in the track, unlike regular betting where you're competing against the bookmaker. The house, you know, wins all the time in horse racing. And the thing about it is that because you have so much dumb money around on Derby Day, those track veterans, those horse handicappers, you know, those guys that have been going for 30 years that have the edge, these guys actually clean up on days like that because it's like playing poker against someone who's not as good as you. They're going to have the advantage when trying to pick, you know, the top three horses in a race against someone who's betting their birthday.
Yeah, there you go. Good advice. Stay away from that if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Steve Budin, PickNation.com. DeBuda, thank you so much. It's always fun to chat with you. We'll do it again.
All right. Hopefully the Celtics will come back. We'll have something to talk about.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be something to talk about. Thanks, Steve. All right, so don't forget we are doing our Derby Challenge as I am into the horses. And he's right about the how the people who really know the tracks, know the field, know horses, really have an advantage here. But it's the exotic wagering that often pays off for people. Uncle Mo, a horse that so many people are looking at, got a wild post position because they picked for the posts during the day. 18th post position, 5-1 of the early odds on Uncle Mo. A lot of people seem to like that horse. The other horse that has similar odds, 4-1 odds, dialed in, gets the 8th slot, and then there's another horse, Pants on Fire, that I kind of like, 30-1 odds. You know that's going to go down from the 7 slot. But don't forget about our Derby Challenge, 3rd hour coming up on our Thursday/Friday morning show.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Welcome to America tonight, or welcome back to ATN. And, you know, people always want to see proof when you tell them things, especially when we're talking about something that's been ongoing for a decade. Still, those who believe it's all nonsense and a conspiracy and everything else, they're not. It doesn't matter what photo you show them. There's that fake photo that's been floating around on the internet, which you had to have known it was fake, but okay, people try to push it. I probably got 3 or 4 links to it. Hey, I've seen a photo. So here's the deal. Do you need to see the photo of bin Laden with his head halfway blown off to believe that he is dead, or are you taking the president's word for it? You got to look at it this way. If bin Laden is alive, if he was alive, what a dumb thing that would be. So there's no way he's alive. We know that that's the end of that. No president, nobody would go out, dream this up, and then suddenly bin Laden would pop up. I'm not buying that. So he's definitely toast. But the photograph is supposedly so incredibly graphic. But the president, it's not about that it's graphic. The president is saying, no, forget the whole idea of the photos of bin Laden. And some people, when asked about this, are saying, you know, I want to see the photo. I need to see the photo. You have no idea what we went through in New York. A lot of New Yorkers were asked about this, and I won't believe it until I see it. And they're not dreaming of conspiracies. They just want to see the photo because there's that hatred for this guy, which you can understand that, and they want to see it. They want to see it. They don't care what it looks like. I mean, certainly we've seen graphic things through the advent of the Internet and the 10 zillion cable stations we have now. There's easy ways to slap warnings on it, but that's not what the deal is for this president. He's saying that there's no reason to release it, that we don't try. His specific quote, because I'm going to quote him. His specific quote is, "We don't trot out this stuff as trophies. The fact of the matter is, this is somebody who was deserving of the justice that he received." That's what he said. And explaining a little bit further in his reasons for not releasing the picture, Obama said, "We don't need to spike the football. Given the graphic nature of these photos, it would create a national security risk." So he's saying it's more about the security risk, really, than anything else. He died the way he should have died. What, like a dog shot in the head in the street? Trust me, there are people that wanted to see this guy torn limb by limb. He said he saw the photos following the raid. He knew bin Laden was killed. He also said, "We discussed it internally, and we are absolutely certain this was him. We've done the DNA sampling and testing. There is no doubt that we killed Osama bin Laden," period. Period. And he also said that they're monitoring reaction worldwide, but aren't we always monitoring everything worldwide for fear of any kind of a terror plot? So here's the number to jingle, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or shoot me your thoughts through the website, americatonight.net. You can even do it on chat. I'll go to some of those chats. I'll do the emails. I know we have a lot of stuff actually pouring in. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hi, Jeff.
Good night. I was asking your producer. He said to ask you.
Okay. Ask me, say what?
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Yes.
This horrific thing with bin Laden, obviously, as I like to say, you know, if you've heard the show long enough, this is about water cooler buzz. What matters to us in our own backyards? I don't care if you're living in Connecticut, in Florida, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Illinois, Oregon, wherever. The conversation is about bin Laden. It's about bin Laden.
So what do you think is going to happen now since they got him? And I told your producer to tell your mom's Happy Mother's Day from me.
Happy Mother's Day. That's right. That's don't forget your mothers out there, everybody listening. It's a bad thing when you forget Mother's Day. Just even a simple card, or if you pick a flower, you don't have to spend a fortune, but you just have to recognize your mother. If you still have a mother that's around, you definitely have to do that. That's a good thing to bring up, certainly. So what do I think is going to happen now? Hopefully there's not going to be any kind of specific retribution for the death of bin Laden, which I don't think there is going to be. Supposedly he was a little bit on the outs with some people in the Al-Qaeda ranks, let's say, but there's still going to be terrorism. There's still a concern of terrorism no matter what.
Well, here in Oregon, they got a thing called TriMet, and they beefed up security on there. They got more inspectors.
Sure.
I don't know if you knew that.
Sure. Well, they're beefing up security in a lot of different places. That's not a surprise because this just happened. But, if you're talking about bases, if you're talking about any kind of spot where you think there might be the possibility of some retribution, always now they've got lots of bomb-sniffing dogs in the subway tunnels in New York. Last time I was back, and I'm going back in June, I couldn't believe the amount of security.
I'm going to Michigan in the fall, okay?
Oh.
For a week, 2 weeks. The mayor is happy for me. He told me.
Well, that's great.
So
that's where you're
VIP
from.
I get the VIP treatment. Yes. And I'm
going to
tell them about your show, America
Good.
Tonight.
Good.
You know, you
that.
Guys should send me a business card so I give it to him.
I will do that. You stay on the line and talk to Donovan, and he'll get all the details from you. That'd be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff in Oregon. So you asked the question, what's on my mind, what's on your mind? It is still Bin Laden. It's the details that are coming out. We can't absorb enough of these details, I think. There are certainly other things that are happening in the world. You know that. We've talked about that, that what happened with the tornadoes in the South. Absolutely tragic. And people trying to pick up their lives where they have just rubble where the house stood, but still feeling lucky that they at least have that. So to be certain, we will slip back away from, I think, the heavy, heavy talk about Osama bin Laden. But this is 10 years in the making. Almost 10 years. September 11th of this year would have made 10 years. The conversation about bin Laden, or the lack of conversation, the lack of getting bin Laden, the various aspects of who he was influencing and what was going to happen as far as terror worldwide. In other words, did we really ever talk about terror? Were there terroristic things that happened and groups and whatnot? Of course there was. But really, bin Laden became the face of the boogeyman. That's what it was. He became the face of the boogeyman because now, especially in the United States, different from Israel, different from the Middle East, different from all kinds of other countries, in the United States, except for Pearl Harbor, you did not think when you went to Manhattan, you thought you might get killed by a cab the way they drive, but you did not think that you would be in the World Trade Centers and a plane would fly into it. You did not think that. Now, there was the one incident, the bombing that killed a bunch of people and some people got out, so it's not that you didn't know that that could be, that cocoon could be shattered, but not to the level it was on 9/11. So he was the ultimate boogeyman. He was on the FBI 10 most wanted list. This is, needless to say, a huge, huge story. And everybody wants to know as many details as possible about the Navy SEALs and how they got in and how they practiced and what specifically happened as they got in. It was dark. It was confusing. He was standing in the end in the middle of the room. They found an AK-47 in the room, and they found a pistol in the room afterwards. They got a whole bunch of thumb drives and computer stuff that was encrypted that right now they're going through, the CIA is, and so is the FBI, pouring through all the information, looking for names, looking for details on plots, all of that. They had his phone that had two numbers in it. So it was sort of like a treasure trove of goodies that may lead to something. I don't know what. Just that they're pouring over all of it now at this point. And imagine this. I started to think about this. In Pakistan, they're just talking to neighbors and whatever, trying to say how, geez, nobody was aware, which I'm not buying that. There were people that definitely were aware of it. But imagine if this operation happened and the Navy SEALs had all been killed, and then you got to come back and explain how you missed it. See, then it's a miss. What happens if it's the opposite? Just like during Bush's watch, and you missed, they had a chance to get bin Laden, ooh, they just missed it. Or Clinton, he had a chance to get bin Laden, passed on it. But in this case, what if all these details or little details started to emerge? You have this big op, they have the chance to get Geronimo, which was the code name for we got him, and they missed him. Then what would we be talking about? You got to think about that. Ask yourself that question, my friends.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So a little more of those fake photos. Were you duped? Listen, some of the people that were chatting to us through AmericaTonight.net were saying, oh, you got to see the photo. Were they really duped by the photo? Because the photo looks like, it looked Photoshopped, but it looked like what you're visualizing from what you're hearing about half of his face being blown off. So what's interesting is several senators actually admitted that they were misled by probably the fake Bin Laden photos because they haven't seen the photo. And one of them was Scott Brown from Massachusetts. He thought he had seen it, but lo and behold, he didn't see it. They're talking about it was a facial shot. I saw a photo of him deceased. And what one senator said, it was shameless. He said, the head area obviously he'd been wounded. I can't describe it or give any better description than that. But the photo was the fake photo. And went on. And this is a guy. He's the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's kind of embarrassing, huh? Poor Republican out of Georgia, Saxby Chambliss. He says, it's pretty much what you expect from somebody who's been shot in the head. It's not pretty. And then he went on to say it should be released. It's, they should release it. And it was not an official photo. He was shown it on an electronic handheld thing like a BlackBerry. And he says he doesn't know if it was authentic. Guarantee it was not authentic. they this photo that was floating around was that fake photo. So at least three were duped. That's when you have your staff really, really make sure it's the real thing. It's not something that's fake and phony that's flying around out there. All right, so the White House press secretary told reporters that, releasing bin Laden's photo just wouldn't be in line with who we are. That's going to be the catchphrase here. Listen.
There is no need to release these photographs to establish Osama bin Laden's identity. And he saw no other compelling reason to release them, given the potential for national security risks, and further, because he believes, as he said so clearly, this is not who we are.
All right, so because the photo is not going to be released, a lot of people are saying that it's a fantasy, it's a fairy tale, they're not buying it, including Sarah Palin, who says there's some questions that need answering. They need answering, and they're not being answered. And she's not the only one throwing in her two cents about that. A lot of people are not buying it and feeling like, we actually might be being misled. And because we can't see the photos, it's hard to make that leap to believe it. Now, what Sarah Palin specifically said is that there's no military in the world, this is her words, there's no military in the world that could have accomplished what that young team of SEALs accomplished, but there are still many questions that demand answers. How long he lived in an affluent city outside of Islamabad, of course, and not in the dark cave, they're thinking about 5-6 years. And also a lot of questions about the burial and all the photos and all that sort of stuff. So it's the photo that people are having trouble with and why the photo isn't being released. You might disagree with that. Do we really need to see the photo? I asked the same question again, 800-259-5791. Or shoot me your thoughts on that through the chat or americatonight.net. Is Palin said he is pussyfooting around? Is he pussyfooting around? Boy, he jumped from hero and elation and a little bump in the polls to, oh, you're not going to release the photo. The photo release has been rejected. Not so sure. We like that. We're not buying it. We need the proof. We need the proof. Here's what I say. And I said this the other day. You still have to take a breath and take this all in. And you have to, whether you agree or not with the president's decision to release the photos of bin Laden and to not release it in the case of what he's decided to do, you cannot take enough away from, I think, the Navy SEALs. I think you can't say enough about the guys who got bin Laden. You really can't. Going in, threading the needle, because this is what they had to do to get in there. They had to thread the needle. So when you think of a Rambo type kind of leap, that's what we were going to do here. It's like a Rambo type kind of leap to be able to get into that compound, get in, get out, take the body out. You have the family there. They did hit a couple people, but who were trying to fight back. And the wife, who originally they were saying she was killed, was shot in the leg. And the kids got out, which is also key. So they're, the whole thing could be clean. Think of SEALs. They train sometimes 24 months. And they have an unbelievable thing called Hell Week. Not like the sororities and the fraternities. We're talking about 5 days where they're sleep deprived. They're pounded. They're wet. They're cold. They're hungry. The whole thing. I mean, they just put them on the rack. knowing that this is the kind of scenario that might happen to them, that they might be involved in. And a lot of times when they get to that hell week, they can't do it. They can't take the training, just the physical conditioning. You have to be in incredible physical shape to be able to do what's required when you get tapped for one of these ops. And this is the perfect scenario. It was the right group. They call them Team Six. It's just a highly classified band of anonymous operatives. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? They travel to a mission, boom, on a moment's notice, whenever they're needed. And they're not told very much about the target. They just go in, and that's it. Go in, complete the mission, and get out. And the whole SEAL code is not to brag about your mission. So I'm going to say the daily salute goes out to those Navy SEALs. Because while we're questioning the photo and is the president pussyfooting around the evidence, the photo, do we think it's a bunch of nonsense, whatever. While we're tearing this all up and examining it like we work for the real-life version of NCIS, you can't say enough about these SEALs, I'm sorry, and what they were able to do. And I believe they really did go on this mission and carry it out. I really do. And what a raid that was. It was a huge gamble for them. And yet they don't, you know what, they don't get to revel in the glory, as it were. You think of how people like to beat their chest and high-five and buy a couple rounds at the bar and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not saying they don't celebrate in their own way, but they really aren't supposed to do that because they're not supposed to really give the details and tell the people around them very much information. So they don't get that opportunity. And you think of what they did and not getting that opportunity, that'd be pretty tough. But it's a special breed to become a Navy SEAL. I used to date a Navy SEAL. This was a long time ago. And I'm telling you, he was tough as nails. I used to think, nothing will happen to me when I'm with this guy, because he was like Superman times 10. And he really wouldn't talk very much about, he had a couple missions, I don't know what they were, and I don't think it was shrouded in incredible secrecy, something that would just blow you off your seat. But he definitely was called out a few times to handle a couple of different operations. And I mean, these guys are unbelievable. The top of the heap, honestly. Can't say enough about the risks that they take. Have any thoughts on the show? It's the same thing that I've been harping on this whole hour. Send them to me. Go to the website, americatonight.net.